T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. One person dead in East Wichita traffic accident. We've got the story.
I'm Rodney Price. A large crowd gathered at Wichita City Hall for a rare nighttime meeting.
Our Kansas judge defends his tweets as personal opinions. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Democrats seek to lower voting age to 16. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Spring officially arrives this afternoon at 4:58 p.m. in Wichita. What kind of weather will that bring us today and tomorrow? Our complete forecast up in just a minute.
The Midwest is being hit hard with flooding, which is washing away land, animals, and people. Bob Orovec from the National Weather Service says it's a result of the snowfall accumulation this winter.
The flooding was caused by an abnormally or an above-average snow winter across the middle part of the country. And then as we've gone towards the end of winter into early spring, we're starting to see the melt of that snow. So the water is moving downstream, especially across the Missouri River, and eventually it's going to be getting into the Mississippi.
At least 3 people died in the flooding. Yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence visited areas of Nebraska impacted by the floods. A woman is dead after a car and an SUV collided at Kellogg and Webb in East Wichita just before 11 p.m. last night. A woman in her 50s was killed in the crash. 3 others were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The accident shut down eastbound Kellogg at Rock and the intersection for several hours.
Last night's Wichita City Council meeting drew a large crowd ready to voice their opinions on the downtown ballpark development deal.
The council heard from several people for and against the sale of about 4 acres of land around the ballpark to the Wichita Riverfront LP Group, which includes the team owner, for $1 per acre.
Please pass this vote and let's continue positive growth in our city.
Let's be more transparent with the citizens.
I think it's a great plan. I just would express one thing. Transparency, please. Transparency, please. Transparency, please.
The council agreed to improve communication and transparency going forward. Councilmember Brian Fry noted the impossible task of pleasing everyone on this issue. In the end, the development deal passed unanimously 7-0. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Kansas judge whose Twitter feed sunk his nomination to the state's second highest court says he was expressing personal opinions that do not influence his work on the bench.
In a statement Tuesday, Judge Jeffrey Jack also criticized Senate President Susan Weigel for opposing his confirmation to the Kansas Court of Appeals before he had a hearing. His Twitter page showed hundreds of tweets and retweets from 2017 that criticized President Trump and expressed support for gun control and abortion rights. Some included vulgar language. Governor Kelly withdrew Jack's nomination on Tuesday. Jack said that he assumed that he was expressing his personal opinions to a small group of followers and didn't understand that his tweets were accessible to the public. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Along with calling for the abolishment of the Electoral College and reforming the Supreme Court, Democrats are calling for the legal voting age to lower again. Fox's Mike Emanuel has the story.
House Democrats tried to shift the voting age in federal elections from 18 to 16. Their argument is young people are mobilizing and pushing older Americans to action on issues ranging from gun violence to climate change.
They're at the forefront of social and legislative movements and have earned inclusion in our democracy. Beginning at the age of 16,
Presley's amendment failed by 179 votes, but a majority of Democrats favored it. And so does the House Speaker, who says she's always favored lowering the voting age.
It's really important to capture kids when they're in high school, when they're interested in all of this, when they're learning about government, to be able to vote.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell fired back, "There is no need to drive turnout."
That voting age was lowered to 18 back in 1971.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
NIT first round action tonight for the Shocker men's basketball team on the road. We'll hear from Coach Marshall coming up in sports.
A heated Twitter debate over Sesame Street characters. That story coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, March 20th. Look in the sky tonight. It's time again for another supermoon.
Tonight you'll be able to view what sky watchers call the best supermoon of 2019. It'll also be the last supermoon of this year. This one is called the Super Worm Equinox Moon. The name Worm Moon was given to this month's full moon long ago by Native Americans, but more interesting is that it coincides with the equinox, which happens in both spring and fall and marks the seasons changing with equal parts day and light. From here on, the days get longer, the nights get shorter, and we wait for summer. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Speaking of which, spring begins today.
The technical term for it is the vernal equinox, but we just call it the first day of spring. One of only 2 days of the year when the Earth's axis is tilted neither toward nor away from the sun, resulting in 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness. But wait, there's more. You also get to celebrate the first day of spring with a twofer that includes the final supermoon of the year. The vernal equinox happens at 5:58 p.m. Eastern Time, and less than 4 hours later at 9:43 p.m. Eastern Time comes the supermoon. And don't worry if you miss the moon in person. A quick check of your social media will probably turn up hundreds of photos of it taken by your friends. Happy spring. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A heated Twitter debate over Sesame Street characters.
You're stuck on a deserted island, and you can choose one of these Sesame Street Muppets to come with you. Grover, Oscar, Cookie Monster, or Elmo. Who are you picking and why? This the burning question from Sesame Street's Twitter account, dividing the internet. Brittany says, Grover would be too anxious. Cookie Monster would eat all my food. And Oscar, well, he's grumpy. No room for bad vibes on my deserted island. Seth argues Oscar, explaining, you don't want anyone cheerful in that situation. Plus, he knows how to subsist on trash. Grover himself chiming in, just to be clear, I am way too cute and adorable to get stuck on a deserted island. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning, we've got a traffic accident southbound I-235 north of Zoo Boulevard, so watch for a slowdown there. Stalled out vehicle now. This is northbound I-135 right around 53rd Street North. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. An area of low pressure is on its way out. With a break in the clouds, some sunshine expected today as high pressure builds in. Our high 61. We will be clear and cool tonight as another weak cool front slides our direction. Our low 34. Sunny on Thursday with a high 64. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 40 degrees. We have a west wind at 9 miles per hour. Yesterday's high, did we mention yesterday's high? 70 degrees. Normal high for the day at around 59, so way above normal yesterday with a high of 70 and cooling off to 62 for a high today. One of the top stories we've been covering for several days now is the flooding in the Midwest. And we want to get a little more information and update this morning from Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning to you.
Is this the flood water going down anywhere?
Well, it's receding in some areas, lower lying or smaller rivers. But if you're looking at like the Mississippi or the Missouri River, the Platte River, that's kind of in the Omaha, Nebraska area, it's still flooded and consumed homes and roadways and causing over $1 billion in damage. That's what the Farm Bureau in Nebraska expects it's going to have to pay, and not only ranch losses but livestock losses when all is said and done. I-29, the interstate from Omaha down to St. Joseph, Missouri, is still shut down. It's been shut down for days amid threats from this this river and this rapid snowmelt. And the problem with that is you're seeing ice jams, not just on major rivers, but smaller tributaries where it's actually consumed roads, consumed bridges in Wisconsin, parts of the Dakotas, your state, Iowa, a state of emergency declared in Iowa, and that coupled with all that rain that we had from that so-called bomb cyclone. It was too much for many areas to handle. A lot of folks in the region saying that they've lived here, they've lived in these areas for decades and have never, ever seen anything like this. Vice President Mike Pence touring the damage, particularly in Iowa and Nebraska yesterday, vowing that federal help is coming to these folks who badly need it.
Well, and you mentioned something there that I was thinking while you were going through all this. I was just thinking, I don't remember that area being hit by this, that kind of flooding, or really much flooding through the years. It's just pretty unusual for that area.
Yeah, that's what you talk to a lot of people that live along the Platte River, where it meets up with the Missouri, and that's exactly what they say. They've been there for generations, and they just don't remember that. But, you know, Mother Nature has a weird way of reminding that that she's in control. You know, considering that only three deaths, with the amount of damage, I mean, three deaths is a lot, particularly for the folks who know those people. But three deaths seems relatively low when you're talking about eight states impacted. If you look at the national map, I mean, you've got flood warnings and advisories in multiple states, and they really are in sync with the maps of rivers that crisscross the nation's midsection. And you've also got hydraulic, it's basically a hydraulic warning or hydraulic outlook, and that's peppered throughout multiple states. And what that means is there's a chance that ice jams could build up in many areas. And if you just pinpoint to one county like Adams County, that's in central Wisconsin, one county alone in Wisconsin has about 40-50% of all the roads are impassable at this point. Structure after structure. I don't know if there's a hard count yet, but I haven't seen it. But you're talking about dozens, hundreds of structures underwater throughout these states.
And we're hearing that a lot of this has to do with snow melt. Apparently, we haven't had that much snow down here in central Kansas this year, but obviously in parts up to the north, they've had some pretty heavy snow this winter.
Yeah, well, with this bomb cyclone that came in last week, it was all that snow that you saw in the Rockies, but then in our section here in the Midwest, the temperatures were warmer, and so many of us got many areas got the rain. But with the warmer temperatures, you've got the snow melt, and so I can tell you here in Chicago, we had in the area, you know, maybe a half foot on the ground still, not to mention all the piles of snow that were built up over time from the fairly good amount of snow that we had. Where'd it go? It went into the rivers, and so you're seeing, you know, rivers cresting or nearing the crest mark or at, you know, potential flood stage like the Red River in the Dakotas, again the Mississippi, the Missouri, the Platte, and the hundreds of other rivers throughout that just it was just too much, and with that snow melt you also had the ice breaking up and causing major problems as the floods came in, the waters were rising, the ice couldn't get past bridges because the water was up to the bridge deck. And in places like Omaha, that's what happened. In other places, Burlington, Wisconsin, places in Iowa, where that water just said, all right, we're going to go left or we're going to go right, and that's where people live. And so, the water is receding in some areas, but if you look south towards St. Joseph, Missouri, along the Missouri River, the water is rapidly rising, so those folks are not out of the woods yet.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso also with us this morning talking about the Midwest flooding. Apparently, it's still creating some big problems in some states. Well, the big news this morning, Ted, the Labrador Retrievers are still the most popular U.S. dog breed. But German short-haired pointers are tugging on the top ranks of doggy popularity.
Okay.
That's according to new American Kennel Club data released today. Labs topped the list for the 28th year in a row, followed by German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, French Bulldogs, and Bulldogs. You were a German Shepherd was what you had.
Yeah, I had German Shepherds growing up.
Rounding out the top 10 are Beagles, Poodles, Rottweilers, German short-haired pointers, and Yorkshire terriers. If your dog is not on that list, there's something about a mutt. Yeah, there should be just
that would be my favorite.
Small mutt, just large mutt.
Yeah, exactly.
That dog with some personality.
Yeah,
it doesn't put on airs when it goes to drink out of the toilet.
Mm-hmm. You
know, yeah. I always thought that a full standard-sized poodle would be a good dog. Not really. Couldn't get the beret to stick on their head, you know. It's 8:17, 8:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS Sports Time with Ted Woodward. And we have basketball tonight. Shocker basketball, right, Ted?
Yep, Shocks in the opening round of the NIT tonight. Wichita State is on the road at Furman in Greenville, South Carolina, taking on the Paladins. The winner of this game will not have to leave South Carolina. The winner of this game will visit Clemson in the next round of the tournament. So the Shocks at Furman tonight. First ever meeting between these two. Of course, the last time the Shockers were in the NIT, 8 years ago, they won the whole thing. Your Shocker head coach, Greg Marshall.
Winning it in 11, I think, had a major impetus to start that seven-year run of NCAA tournament bursts. So now we're bookended in the last 10 years with two NITs, seven NCAA tournaments, and this NIT.
Shocks are a 4.5-point underdog on the road tonight at Furman. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will begin the pregame show at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock this evening, and that's on 103.7 KEYN. The Shockers are on the road at Furman tonight. Other NIT action, there were 10 NIT games last night. 8 of the 10 games, the home team won. Only 2 road teams won yesterday in NIT action. Memphis out of the American won its home game last night. Texas out of the Big 12 won a home game. And Colorado won its home game in the NIT. Colorado under head coach Tad Boyle, former KU player and Wichita State assistant coach. 6 more games in the NIT tonight, including the Shockers on the road. Former Shocker opponent Alabama with a home game. TCU out of the Big 12 with a home game tonight in the NIT. Of course, looking at the NCAA tournament, we've got a couple of more games tonight in Dayton, Ohio. 16 seeds match up, North Dakota State and North Carolina Central. After that, a pair of 11 seeds, Arizona State taking on St. John's. You can hear those two games live tonight beginning at 5:30 p.m., and that's on your home of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. Kansas State is getting ready for its opening round game on Friday afternoon, but bad news for the Wildcats. One of their senior stars, Dean Wade, is still on a badly hobbled foot. Ooh. He is in a medical boot. He's on crutches. And K-State head coach Bruce Weber says, don't look for Dean Wade to be in uniform anytime soon.
He's moving a little better without pain. They still have him in the boots and still have, he's off and on crutches just to kind of ease the pain and doing treatment all he was in there today, three times, and, you know, trying the best. But, it is what it is. We can't do much about it.
Not good news for K-State. They're much better with Dean Wade on the floor than on crutches. But K-State looks like they'll have to forge ahead without him from this point. JUCO women's basketball, the national tournament down in Lubbock, Texas. We're on to the round of 16 today. Butler Community College women are the number 6 national seed, and they take on number 11 Northwest Florida State at 8 o'clock tonight. The Butler ladies are 28-4 on the season. The Hutchinson women are number 13 seed. They take on number 4 Angelina College out of Texas at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So the Butler women and the Hutchinson women both looking to advance into the national quarterfinals with games today at the National JUCO Tournament. KU is visiting town for 2 sports, softball and baseball tonight. The Shockers are hosting the Jayhawks in baseball and softball. Both games are at 6 o'clock, right across the street from each other on the Shocker campus. Shocker softball team is unbeaten at home so far this season. The Shocker baseball team has won 5 of its 7 home games this season as the Jayhawks come to town. Shane Dennis will have live pregame coverage of Shocker baseball beginning at 5:30 p.m. today, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330. KNSS. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. U.S. number 1 in oil production and soon in oil exporting. Keep it here, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.